Last time on Paint It Black.
I listened to that episode and I was like, you guys are a bunch of church girls, man. Like, I've literally just, my house is just, it would just glow if you walked just everywhere.
Oh my fucking
God. There's nothing sacred in my house.
I was going to say, it's like you got to take me out to dinner before you fuck me. You can't just go straight out to fucking.
Don't be a faggot.
We have a nice Brooklyn Brewery Sriracha Ace, and I got Lou a pine cone.
Thanks.
Damn. All right, we got one more news story here. Mm-hmm. This one out of China. Internet romances don't work. Alexander Pieter Cirk, a 41-year-old.
I'm saying true, because this is a leftover law from the trail days.
The Oregon Trail is?
Yeah.
What the fuck? No. Who was smart back then?
He whoops her Idaho style.
Whoops her Idaho.
Fucking put a potato in his sock and just
one hand up in the air and come down with a slap.
Wrap her over the head.
It's a go down like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where the expression came from.
We want smashed taters.
They call it spudding.
Spudding.
His cars in Alabama. Don't they all just have like a 70s pickup?
They got buttons.
No. Horse drawn. They have cars.
Way to kill the comedy, Mike.
Fear is not needed. Underdog has arrived.
That sucks.
Touch my green pecker, you will.
Make it lose.
The force
find the force within.
The force with you. Keep doing it.
Concentrate.
I would love to, like...
Concentrate. You must.
Almost there I am.
My load in your mouth.
The Midichlorians you will swallow.
You guys were neck and neck. But Lou pulled ahead with 2 points. So the Painted Black guys.
Oh my God.
Ooh, decent one.
Just pulled it off.
Welcome to the Painted Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
Welcome back. Let's Paint It Black. I'm your host, judge and referee, Pete. And joining me
there you guys are.
This week, I hate to do this, but we got to break up the tag team win from last week. We got to break up Brian.
Still champ.
And Lou.
Yo, what up?
And our guest this week, you just heard him, the host of the Rockin' Comedy Show and founder of RadioVegas.rocks, we got Jay. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, guys?
How are things out in the desert?
Very hot.
I can imagine. It's sweltering here. We're on the water.
Yo, so Jay, man, you just came out of your you just came out of your 800th episode, and you started. You lost Bobby, and you gained a new host. So, how do you like the show? Out of the now starting into going to 900.
I didn't lose Bobby. I don't know. Where'd you get that from?
I thought. What was the other co-host?
Mike.
I'm sorry. I mixed up their names.
No, Dan's taking a step back. He's still doing stuff with the show, but he's not going to be on regularly.
All right.
I can't get rid of Bobby, no matter what I've tried.
I was crossing my fingers. It was Bobby, right? It was Bobby, not Dan, right?
No, it's Dan. Trust me. No, the show's good, man. We came back. We took a month off. Much needed break. Nobody feels like doing a podcast when it's 125, 130 degrees outside, so.
Sure.
We just decided we'd take a month off, come back, kind of restructure the show, add some stuff, get rid of stuff that we felt was played out, and do some new stuff. So that's what we're doing now. We just did 804 the other day.
How much did you guys drink after the 800 episode?
We got a comped hotel room, so we drank quite a bit. And Cold Cock Whiskey sponsored it, so wow. we drank quite a bit.
That's pretty sweet.
No video of us doing karaoke has surfaced yet, so we're pretty good. I think we're safe.
A month out, I think you might be safe.
Yeah.
Did any of old friends show up at the after party?
What was that?
Did any old friends show up at the after party?
Yeah, I mean, the turnout was, it was pretty surprising who showed up. You know, it was kind of cool. We took over the bar and had a lot of fun. There was a lot of old goes that had come through. Some of our favorite guests were there. And, yeah, it was great. It was a good time. We hung out with Jocelyn Stone and Rebecca Love. And I mean, it was crazy.
Sounds sexy.
They will be on our show next week.
Yeah, yeah. Next week.
Exactly.
A double boing-oing-oing.
So you got any big plans for the next 100?
No. The big plan is when we hit 1,000.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of a milestone.
Just a little right. Bit. We're gonna attempt to break our own world record.
The one of the longest show?
Yeah. Which, after 2.5 years, we still own that right, so that's pretty good.
Now, what was the restrictions to that record? Like, were you able to sleep, or like, did you have to be on the whole time, or just it had to keep going?
No, every 10 hours, I was allowed to take a 2-hour break, and just one of the co-hosts from the show would take it over, and it had to be one continuous show. So we were allowed 5 songs an hour, and because we have paid sponsors and things like that, it doesn't interfere with the breaks, and you could not play any pre-recorded audio. So if something amazing happened at 3 a.m. and a bunch of people missed it, we couldn't go back and play it. So that was kind of hard. It probably the hardest of the whole thing was the last 5 minutes of the whole thing.
The 5 minutes?
Well, yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah, we had done everything. We had gone through every piece of material we could do, had every single guest we know. It was just the last 5 minutes, just sitting there waiting to hit it. Probably. And we're just like, man, this is taking forever.
And you're probably a little punchy at that point, I would figure.
But now we have the experience. We know what to do. So if we do it again, we're gonna make sure nobody will ever touch it again.
So, like, the last couple minutes was just, like, a bunch of knock-knock jokes or something like that?
I was so delirious the last 5 minutes. I don't really remember anything except for I know they were planning on having a big party because we did it, and I was all for it. And then we hit the 80-hour and one-minute mark, and it was 11:30 at night, and I just told everybody, get the fuck out of my house.
Oh, you did it at your house. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we did have that. We had people come over. We had a barbecue. I mean, it was consistent with people nonstop. So, but being trapped in the house for 3.5 days is kind of brutal.
Yeah, that sounds like hell. You are one glutton for punishment, sir.
Yeah, they must have thought you were like a drug dealer with all the cars coming in and out, right? Yeah.
Well, that was cool. I mean, and we had our sponsors like Naked City Pizza. They gave us pizzas, and we had, you know. So I mean, we were very well taken care of. It was definitely a lot of fun, but now we would do it a little different and have it set up.
Now, I'm not talking about your sponsor Naked City, but in general, how is pizza out in Las Vegas?
There's some really good places out there. People they're always debating what's better, Chicago or New York, but we've got both. Even Boston now is coming in. So we've got, yeah, there's some really good places out there to get some pizza.
Chicago style is not really a pizza more than it's like a pie, like a literal pie, like a quiche.
Like a casserole.
Yeah.
Right. That thing's enormous.
And I've had pizza in Boston. It's not special.
No?
No.
Like the people.
Like the people.
Yeah. You're scum.
You bums.
Yeah. Goodbye, Boston listeners.
Right.
Any?
All 2 Wahlbergs have signed off.
Both Wahlbergs. That's why they're not opening up Wahlberger around here.
Right. Would you feel like be cool that like we had no listeners in Boston except for like 2, and they both happen to be like Donnie and
rather Mark.
Mark Wahlberg. Even if it's Donnie, he's married to Jenny McCarthy. That's on.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Wow. That's more than I ever expected for that guy.
Why? He was a new kid on the block.
Exactly why.
They probably were knee deep.
He was hanging tough for a good long time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be Donnie.
No,
the forgotten one.
Yeah,
Donnie. I'd be Donnie any day. There's a third one that just takes care of the restaurant. I'll be Donnie. I'm banging Jenny McCarthy. I was a new kid on the block. I got a fat paid.
Right. It disturbs me that you know their names.
Brian's old school, new kids.
Yep. Yeah, man. I was cool. I was in it before it was cool. Before Weird Al Yankovic was making fun of him or anything.
You did have
that's all right. I felt bad the other day that I knew how old Justin Bieber was, so that's pretty bad.
How old is he?
He's 22.
My little tyke is growing up.
Oh, he's legal now. Good. Yeah. We can arrest him.
We can arrest him.
Yes. Hopefully he doesn't get away with anything now.
Yeah, good old piss bucket. Get rid of him.
Yeah, he's... I mean, if he's good-looking and talented, but he's kind of like a dick face, like, you know?
That's what happens when you become famous.
Isn't his 15 minutes up already?
No, he's got, like, $500 million. That kid's never going away, man. You got that kind of dough, there's no way you can accidentally spend that.
Yeah, up until his tragic Michael Jackson-like death, I'm going to say 40 years from now, maybe 30.
I wish Michael Jackson had him sleep over. That would be great. To ignorant.
How come nobody talks about the weird porn they found on Michael Jackson's computer after he died?
He was too talented.
Mm-hmm.
The world is going to forget that the damning evidence of child molestation?
Yeah, now
kiddie porn?
It's not a maybe he did, maybe he didn't. He Look, did. He loved it.
On Earth.
It's all about it.
If you're
there
a
were, there were animals for it. Involved.
Look, on Earth, if you're talented, you could turn a blind eye to some negative things that you've done. Like, super good songwriter and dancer. He raped a couple kids, whatever.
He wrote Thriller.
Yeah, man, that's a great album front to back.
Forget the Chimo shit.
Top 10 all time, I think.
Yeah, fuck it. He could moonwalk, you know?
His feet are going forward, his body backwards.
That's how you
What sorcery is this?
Yeah. He developed that when he used to see a hot young kid at the fucking theme park. He'd be like, woo, rewind. Hey, what's up, kid?
Saying that should maybe be a bigger headline.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you gonna do? Like, obviously, everyone knew he was having sex with little kids. Though everyone was saying it since like the 90s. If there's something that, to quote, was it Cat Williams? If they've been saying something about you for 20 years, that shit's true.
Yeah, and like, there's a lot of validity to that now, considering Michael Jackson and Bill Cosby.
Mm. Now, I think Bill Cosby isn't as talented as Michael Jackson, so everyone's like, "Fuck Bill Cosby."
He can't dance.
He can't move.
Even that scat bullshit.
If Bill Cosby got out there and moonwalked right now, free man. We'd all be like, ooh.
Now, Jay, do you forgive Michael for the kid rapes because his music's so good?
No. Kid rape's horrible.
That's the right answer.
There you go. No, exactly. I agree with Jay, but,
You're the one playing devil's advocate here.
When it was actually said to me, not out of my mouth, it sounded way worse. So I'm going to go with Jay on this one.
It's probably a good idea.
It's like when you hear the words that you said out of someone else's mouth, you're like, wow, I said that shit?
It changes the perspective.
Right, yeah. Right.
All right, what do you guys say we start the show off proper? Mm-hmm. Start gathering some points up. Get that gentleman's drink going. This week... New brewery, Slow Mo IPA from, where is it? Empire Brewing Company.
Out of Retardo, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Slow Mo, I get it. Clever shit. So these look good. And for Lou, what'd I get, Lou? Nothing, apparently.
Oh, jeez, Pete.
You ran out of gags, Pete?
No, here it is. The handle to a snow shovel.
Oh, shit. That might come in handy.
I thought for a second that you were trying to get me to build like a Zen garden with this dirt and this rock and this pine cone. Apparently there's no theme.
Where's the tinfoil fit in?
And the statue.
And the slipper.
I don't know.
All right, Pete, the rules?
The rules of the game are simple. I'm going to take what you say and score it. Everything funny gets a point. Anything not funny gets a negative point or a dong. At the end of this thing, we're going to tally it all up. And one of you is walking away with the championship belt.
Ooh, that sounds good to me, Lou.
These two are back at each other's throats. A team up.
You ready, Jay? You ready to try to win this belt?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool.
I came close last time, so I'm ready.
He's going for the gold. Mm-hmm. All right, so I will be scoring from this point on. How was everyone's week? Anything interesting? Interesting stories? Lou's already shrugging.
Yeah. Why don't you go, Lou?
I was just saying, like, I've seen kids hurt themselves pretty horrendously lately, so.
You do that every week, though.
That was kind of. No, but they don't usually bust their ass as stupendously as they have this week. So, that was a treat.
That was a treat.
Jay, what about you? I'm going to end on mine because mine's a little down.
I had a very slow week, and it was actually pretty nice.
Oh, good for you, Jay. What, did you get? Like, you catch a couple rays? You see a show? Get some drinks?
Yeah, let's go with the alcohol. That sounds good.
Cold cock whiskey.
Cold cock whiskey.
I got it right here, guys.
Nice.
Yeah, I found out today that my friend Anthony died. He was 30 years old, and he was addicted to heroin.
No shit.
He was clean for a year, and he shot up in a CVS bathroom and overdosed in it. And I played baseball with him every Sunday through spring through fall. Pretty much since for the last 5-6 years, friends with his dad, and it's a real shame, and young kid, 30 years old, and heroin.
Legitimately, really sorry to hear that, dude.
Yeah,
that's
so
sad.
I'm going to dedicate the show tonight for Anthony, man.
For Anthony.
Yeah.
Let's cheers on that. That sounds like a good moment. To... Damn, that's a bummer.
You got to take a sip. You...
I had to talk into a microphone, dude.
Yeah, man, so it was rough. That's like the first person in my life that, like... you know,
like a guy around your age.
Yeah, that like died, you know.
Heroin's fucking, who knew that was a thing that like is still so prevalent.
Yeah, he had been battling it for a couple of years, and he was sober for a year, and then he just, I guess, fell off the wagon, and I guess I'm guessing at this point, I'm speculating, but he probably was taking a dose that he was taking when he was really into it.
They say that's the killer, is weaning off it for a while and then going back to your original dose that you were taking before you quit. And you just, your body can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, it's just sad, man. He was 30 years old, man. Like, I'm 33, and like I couldn't imagine dying 3 years ago. It's like, it's a waste, you know. It's just, I feel real bad for the family and everybody.
Yeah, so I think the lesson to be learned here is don't do heroin.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say don't stop.
You can, if you do stop,
yeah,
don't go back.
Right. Yeah.
Increments.
Yeah.
Jeez. Baby steps.
This is a dark show already.
All right. Here.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Try to recover from that.
Sorry for the pipe bomb.
Wasn't expecting that answer, but all right. I did Big Papa this week. That was a good time.
Was he good?
It was great.
What positions?
Yeah.
The standards. The regulars. Not all that acrobatic, you know.
What'd you guys you want to elaborate more than that? That was just great.
Yeah, it's a long show. We did 4 hours, 2.5 of which are recorded.
Yeah, honestly, I was waiting for you to come out because I was going to obviously BS with you, and I didn't want to like bust in, and I ended up just going to sleep at some point.
Yeah, it was kind of eerie walking out of this room. It's like 1:30 in the morning and all the lights are off. Mm-hmm. This is kind of creepy.
Yeah, and then oh my god, dude, that hot sauce I did for the Dice of Doom.
Yeah,
I thought I was gonna die. It was so bad.
I was very nervous for you for a minute.
Oh my god, I felt my heart going nuts. I was like, oh my god, this is like I threw that shit out.
Good. <Yeah. laughs> You're like lying on the floor and shit.
It was bad. So, but I'm recovered now. I'm ready to go.
Good. All right, those are our weeks. Why don't we jump forward to a couple news stories?
Oh yeah, grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh yeah.
Turn your phone off.
It's not mine.
Oh. Hello?
You.
Well done. That could have been playing better. All right, let's start with this story out of Oregon. A man walking his dog through a park made an interesting discovery when he went to use a porta potty, opened it up, and discovered it was filled of 8 stalks of freshly cut weed plants as tall as 6 feet high.
It's like the mother load, man.
Fully grown, budding.
That's that swag, though, if it's coming out of a porta potty.
Fresh, fertilized.
That guy's Oregon rich now.
Yeah, he's an Oregon billionaire.
Oregon rich.
So Jay, do you take the weed if you find it in the porta potty, or do you just kind of leave it be? Jay.
Hello.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Better mark the time down.
Yeah, 19:43. All right, go, Jay.
Myself, I would leave it. I would tell my pothead friends about it, let them cut it up, do all the work, and then take a profit.
See, that's smart. That's businessman.
Yeah, you don't smoke the shit weed, but you can definitely plant it and or just distribute it.
Luke,
it.
Botanist.
I'm just saying, like,
this pothead over here.
You don't know what kind of nasty shit it soaked up.
No, you definitely know exactly what nasty shit is. Whatever was in that porta john was pee and poop, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look on your face says it all right there.
No, I don't know if I'd smoke the good old slimy porta john weed. I wouldn't even put my ass cheeks on a porta john.
Nah, but I'd sell the shit out of it. No pun intended.
We
lost Jay.
I would have no problem selling this, though. Like, this is free weed.
You're so starchy, though, man. You can't sell weed.
I was going to say, you look like
this cop.
You might, yeah, exactly.
I do look narky.
Smell pig on you from a mile away.
Problem would just be getting that much out of the Port-a-John to a safe house. I don't know the first thing about what I'm saying. I'd probably just bring it over to Brian's house and be like, tell your roommates, you know what to do.
Yeah, smoke it, guys. Fuck that guy.
Merry Christmas.
Ain't exactly dealing with Scarface over here.
That's true.
They'd probably be like, we did what we could, but we only got 2 dime bags out of it. There you go, Pete. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the haul, Nova. Yeah.
Real lucrative.
Now, is this naturally growing weed, or someone tried to grow it in there?
No, somebody just kind of shoved it in there.
Yeah, I don't think the porta potty was even used. I think they put it on the side of the road. I don't even think anybody had ever used it.
Really?
I think they put it in there to hide it.
Yeah, probably like a drop point or something between dealers. Or
they'll be like, nobody's going to look in there.
According to this
unless
article.
Unless they have to go to the bathroom.
Which is exactly how it was found. But yeah, I read a little further down in the story. Nobody knows how it got there, but they're saying it could just be a pickup point.
All right, so why didn't the cops didn't surveil it and see who came to get it?
I'm sure that's in progress.
Not if they put in the news.
Well, they probably swarmed the place to... The cat's out the bag, Brian.
Fuck the police!
Because it belonged to the cops.
A sting operation.
Those goddamn tricksy bitches.
Entrapment. All right, let's move on to another story. Let's do this one. I believe this is out of the UK. The UK is real fucked up with money today. Because I got multiple stories of this. But this first one comes...
In a good way or a bad way?
Bad way.
Uh-oh. The euro is down?
No, a railroad worker. He had a little tax trouble. He hadn't been filing correctly, so he went to their version of the IRS, and they told him how many, because of the tax errors of the past, here's what you owe in back taxes. How much do you think that would be on average?
In taxes for England?
Like, if you're behind on taxes, what?
A skid of sugar. A pail of bananas from the Caribbean. I don't know. They deal in, like, trade, right?
Well, here's how much he
10 bowler hats.
10 bowler hats.
$5 million.
10 right. cases of Churchill cigars.
Here's the amount that they say he owed them. £14,301,369,864,489.03.
Reginald, I disagree.
Are you sure that they carried the decimal on that?
I think that might be a bit off.
He owes our national debt?
The GDP of most countries?
I doubt it. So how did this, what happened? Like, did they want to actually pay this?
No. No, he quickly brought it to their attention. But it's taken some time to straighten this thing out.
Brought it to their attention. It was probably like, what the fuck is this?
The first thing he did was call a local bobby who said, oh, that is a big amount. Looks like somebody fell asleep on the keyboard.
Someone got sniped by Bond or something like that. It's like 0000.
That amount sounds made up.
Right? Yeah, yeah. That's way too many numbers. I had to read that twice in my head to figure out where to start.
There's not even like a
That wouldn't even fit on a check.
No. You have to literally get one of the novelty size checks to go cash that.
Yeah, right? Like one of those jumbo ones that they give to Publisher Clearinghouse?
Yeah, like the ones that Happy Gilmore was trying to cash.
I think, though, he's in the clear. He's pretty happy he just has a story to tell and not $14 trillion.
Did he actually try to, like, see what the deal was, or did he just rip that up and throw it away?
Pretty sure he just left well enough alone.
Like, yeah, that's wrong.
Just ate it. Just ate the bill.
Framed it.
Yeah.
I owe a trillion.
It's not valid if you digest it.
British law.
Yeah. British law. If you eat it, yeah. it's invalid. Yeah.
Sir Wellington. He's the one that initiated that law.
Sir Wellington. All right, next one. This also comes out of the UK. A woman named Felicity Cotton ordered a bacon double cheeseburger and a nacho burger at a fast food place in England. I don't know what a nacho burger is, but...
I'm going to guess a Mexican-style burger.
Mm, that's a fair assumption.
Yeah, nacho cheese, maybe some peppers, onions.
Gross.
Or sesame seed bun.
No, sesame seed bun's tortilla shell.
Not a burger. It's just a taco.
they're British, man. You know, where are they from?
This is British.
Yeah, they're British, bro. It's a taco. They just like, well, look at this burger. They eat it sideways.
They don't fucking know.
They eat it like a sandwich. Just, instead of like holding like a taco, they eat it on the side. Like,
or a little fork and knife. All proper like. Mm-hmm.
And they have quail meat instead of, you know, beef.
Quail meat.
Yeah. They're British.
With Cornish game hen on the side. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she paid for it without thinking, just swiped her card, moved on, ate her nacho burger, and only realized later when she got her bank statement that they overcharged her a little bit. For
this. Was it $1 trillion this time?
No, not a trillion, but she paid £712.38.
That was a delicious burger, though.
Oh, it was worth the nacho burger.
So, like, she obviously got some money back from that, right?
Well, what happened here was the kid behind the counter accidentally hit a 7 before bringing up, like, 12.38. Mm-hmm. And this woman, without looking at her total, just boop. I guess one of the hazards of quick paying now.
Mm-hmm. So I want to ask Jay a real quick question. So, Jay, if you get charged $700 for a burger, what type of hell do you raise?
It would be like that scene in Falling Down with Michael Douglas.
You just go nuts.
Why am I calling you by your first name? I don't even know you.
Yeah. You get shot by the cop.
You just
like,
lose your mind.
You get shot by the cop like, I had you, though.
The correct answer to that question is, how good is this burger?
I don't care how good it is.
No burgers.
I don't care how good it is. It ain't worth $700.
What would a $700 burger look like to you?
It would be on top of the head of Jenny McCarthy blowing me.
Right. You're on the Jenny McCarthy kick today.
Well, that was we talked about her before, and she's still sexy, man. I want to say 95 McCarthy, though.
95 McCarthy?
Yeah. Like singled out.
Yeah, I'm old now. I can't think of a hot bitch for right now. Whoever DiCaprio is dating, that's who I want.
Gotcha. This guy, Kathy Ireland.
It's like the $6 burger at Carl's Jr. That's actually like $8 after tax.
Yeah.
And they got naked women rubbing all over them on those commercials.
Yeah, right. They probably spit that on the ground. They're like, maybe not Kate Upton though. She's thick.
She's thick. She eats the burger.
I love her, man. She's so sexy.
Anyway. She got a refund, but it's going to take a few days for it to get back, so she's pissed.
Yeah. They took 700, I guess pounds is like a little more than dollars, or at this point, is it not?
I'm not sure what the conversion is. I know the pound dropped after the Brexit thing, mm-hmm. so I don't know where that stands. But picture she got two burgers for 12 pounds. Mm-hmm. That's about a little more than we've been.
See, I hate England. I don't know. We're talking about the size of the burger, the money they
like how much it weighs.
For. Yeah, like what the fuck's a pound?
All right, let's do one that's more local here. This one comes out of New Jersey. A video went viral this week, rounded out the social medias of a woman.
So who the fuck wants to see him?
Moving on. Thank you, Dennis Farina.
Anyway, it was a woman driving down a highway for a good 20 minutes with one foot on the wheel.
Nice.
And two hands on the phone.
Why two hands on the phone?
Yeah.
I get
like
the foot
really
on the wheel.
Big phone?
Yeah.
No, she's just tapping away on the phone. You can see it in the video. She's kind of just holding it up like
Pokemon Go and that shit.
All right, so she's retarded, not because she's not looking at the road, but she can't text with one hand.
Yeah,
I guess, unless she's doing...
Why is she foot driving, or is that just how she rolls?
That's just how she rolls.
The see me rolling.
The answer is in where is she from.
I'm going to go with New Jersey on this one, because that's where this story comes from. And that makes sense.
Well, she's half
perfect
there.
Sense. Yeah, yeah.
Done and done. Mm-hmm. We got to the bottom of that one in a hurry, boys.
Yeah, you know, the taller the hair, the closer to God. You know,
yeah, right.
That's our state motto. It's on fucking flag.
Right, but
she could be visiting. She could actually be from Florida.
That's true. A story you would expect to hear.
Yeah, Florida's the foot driving state.
Yeah, that's definitely a Florida story.
It's
yeah.
on their flag right next to Welcome to Florida. Fuck you.
Yeah, you can either use your hands or your feet in your driver's test in Florida. It doesn't really matter.
They're just happier. I was going to make an off-color joke there, but we won't. It was a drug-related thing.
I don't care.
Yeah, get ahead.
Guy's dead, man. What's he come on? Back. Like, make all the jokes you want.
We're going to move on there. I just caught myself. Figured that would be insensitive considering.
I'm not... Come on, if you want, just now we want to hear the joke. Hear the joke.
I don't know. It's something to do with bath salts.
I'm beginning to think this is less and less to do about the joke and more to do. I'm sorry, less about the person and less more and more to do about the joke not being that great.
Fine, fuck you then. Trying to be nice here.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the joke.
I don't remember what it was. Something about involving bath salts. Moving on.
I knew it.
What do you expect, man?
Let's do a story out of
that Queens. One's for you, Anthony.
Yeah, you'd love it. Way to get that guy I never knew. All right, guy in Queens. His girlfriend was leaving out of JFK Airport to go visit the Caribbean. He didn't want her to go. She had an ex-husband down there, so he did what any logical 33-year-old man would do. He said she was carrying a bomb. Your face and she makes a peep.
Carrying a
I'm
bomb.
Hearing conflicting stories. Did, you know, did she rip that little bitch in the face, or did he put a bomb on her?
He called up airport security and said she had a bomb on her.
Well, what did he get for that? Because that's probably a felony.
Oh, he's in jail. 20,000 bail.
Ooh, that's doable, though.
Is it?
20,000? Ain't like 800.
This guy works at like the baggage claim.
You max out his credit card, maybe get that, man. Like, I don't know.
That's true. But he was fearful that she might reunite with her ex-husband who lived there, and he kind of had a little freak out.
What he should have done was packed her suitcase for her and put, like, a, you know, the old-style clock with the big bells.
The alarm clock?
Yeah, some wiring and, like...
Some road flares?
Yeah, but, like...
Wait, full Tommy Boy.
Was she just going by herself?
Yeah.
Well, then she's clearly going down there to fuck that guy.
We know what Brian would do in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
What?
She's a terrorist! Get her!
Me? No. I'd be like, look, lady... I'm going to sleep with someone if you go to do this. Like, I'm off, you know, like, that's just the deal. Now, Jay, how would you handle the situation? If your girl's like, I'm going to take an alone trip, just me, to this Caribbean island where my ex is.
Yeah, right.
You'd cold cock that bitch.
Yeah. Cold cock.
Right. I have a lot of empty bottles, too.
Now, if you did cold cocker, would you then just be go into show mode and be like, cold cock whiskey? Is yeah.
Great. Of course.
Bash her into a plug.
Yo, I would love it if I found out that Jay went to jail for murder because he murdered his wife in that way. And he was like, kill the thing. He cold cocked with a thing of cold cock whiskey. Like, crap.
You would love that?
Well, you know what? It would be.
Then I would clean it up with dude wipes.
It'd be great if everything he sponsored by helped him out get away with murder.
Right.
Now sponsored by large plastic sheets.
And then after he what's that donut franchise?
Pink Box Donuts.
Yeah, and after he had a good pink, it was a pink box donut and to watch the murder down.
Right.
I'll just eat that while the cops come to investigate.
No, you hand him to the cops so the cops don't think anything. Like, well, this guy's got freaked
out. There
you
go.
Right.
Yeah. This guy's all right.
Are you guys hungry? You want some donuts?
Of course we do.
Of course we do.
We're cops.
They're the best in Vegas.
Like, we don't know, Jay. Like, clearly we're cops.
They're worth murdering your girlfriend over.
We'll overlook that pun.
You had a new sponsor this week that I was convinced after hearing their name that Lou invented them. What was their name?
Something about cooling your balls?
Fresh Balls.
Fresh Balls.
Oh, man.
Now, Lou is a pioneer in ball freshening technology over here.
Right.
So I was convinced he got his hooks in you. I was like,
I'm definitely.
I'll send you guys some.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you very much.
I would actually like that.
I'll use them.
What is it?
Freshen up the balls.
It's actually like you put it on as a cream, and then it dries as a powder, and it keeps them fresh and dry all day.
Nice. Man, Lou, that's you with science right there.
I know.
See what you could accomplish with a little know-how?
You're the muse, but, you know, you're not the...
I don't have the know-how.
Know-how. Yeah, you have no know-how.
I mean, ideas, man.
Yeah, you need to partner up with some brainy guys.
It's all about product placement.
Yeah. My balls are too hot. Can anyone do something about this?
There's got to be a better way.
Along comes Fresh Balls and changes the game.
I support this product and everything they stand for. Mm-hmm.
Our following interview with Jocelyn Stone, sponsored by Fresh Balls.
This thing writes itself.
And ladies.
And Cold Gog Whiskey.
Now we're talking.
I'm sure, and dude wipes after it's done.
I'm sure the ladies could use it, you know. Like a ladies' version. Fresh tits.
They actually have a product for women called Fresh Breasts.
I knew it.
See?
Yeah, for all the titty sweat they get.
See, Lou, you're just behind.
Now, you see, like, I have a little bit of titty sweat, and, like, that... It's very uncomfortable, man. I can only imagine what the girls feel, but, you know, like, because they got...
That's all right. I'm with you. I got a little titty sweat, too.
When are they going to come up with Fresh Crack?
For the man with extra curbs.
Right.
Well, that's called dude wipes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Man, you got... Jay, you got something for every occasion.
I like to think he has a little trunk, and when it comes, you know, when it's needed, he's like, oh, by the way.
Yeah, right? Just keep it on your person?
Yes.
Well, you know, what? Even with Hangover Joe's, I used to have friends that wouldn't go drinking because they're like, I got to work in the morning. I'm like, I'll take care of it.
So. You should just be filming commercials for these guys.
Yeah, right?
Like, you got a whole campaign going. Mm-hmm.
They know.
Just probably get a voiceover actor or something. Get like Morgan Freeman to do it.
Oh, your balls. Yeah. Extra sweaty.
Yes. Can you say no to that voice? I don't think so.
Morgan Freeman?
If Morgan Freeman silky told me I needed to freshen up my balls, I'd freshen.
Right. Like, that guy solved the 7 murder.
I would go with Gilbert Godfrey.
Of course he knows about balls.
I would go with Gilbert Godfrey. He's like, your balls! All types of wet and hot!
I have a feeling he knows a lot about balls.
He knows a lot about being a loud Jewish guy. With an unfuckable face.
Oh. Yeah, take him down a peg, no. Brian. Get him.
But he got a hot wife, so that's, you know, you can't say too much.
There you go.
Does he have gold?
He Jew gold, obviously.
Jew gold, right?
I like it.
As
that.
I'm told, they have Jew gold.
Yeah,
I rhymed that. Point me.
Point me.
As long as you have money, it doesn't matter what your face looks like.
Yeah, look at Donald Trump. We're gonna elect him president.
That guy looks like a fucking egg roll with just a piece of fur on top.
He's a jack-o'-lantern with a Sharpay sleeping on top of it.
With both of them, him and Hillary, if they switched outfits and they just went out and like did impressions of each other, no one would notice.
No, we'd be utterly confused. Like.
Yeah.
I saw the most vile piece of art the other day, where it was like Hillary naked, but the vagina was his face.
Oh, I don't need to envision that.
You know who does.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
You know who is the person who least wants to see Hillary naked is Bill.
Yeah. Right? I gotta deal with this. Seen that guy? Looks like she sucked the life out of him. Just not herself.
He stopped playing the sax altogether.
Yeah, right. He needs to get back to that. Probably rejuvenate him.
Bring me a fresh intern. I need to feed.
My wife's a pig. She's got cankles.
Cankles.
Unelectable. Seriously, can you be like, I mean, Jay, I don't know your political opinion, but like, if you lose to Donald Trump, and you may support him, you may not, but like, to be realistic, the guy doesn't have any political like agendas before this, right? And he just jumps into this race. And if you're this politician, lifelong politician...
Who's been running consistently for years.
Yeah, for years. And you lose to this guy, you gotta just...
Don't get me started on Hillary Clinton.
I look at Hillary, I'm like, I can't elect her either. Like, is there a third option?
They're not much better. I looked into
it. Yes, there is a third option.
Canada.
It's like Jill Stein or something like that.
Nah, she sucks too.
It's like Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson.
Yeah, I've heard that.
He's a bit of a loon, but I kind of like him. Not enough. Yeah. I don't know. Whole thing's a mess. Moving on. Let's do another news story.
Whole thing's a mess.
I said 4 hours of this on Big Pop. All right. Gary, Illinois. More.
My bad.
Locally, Bloomington in Gary, Illinois. I don't know where any of these places are, so.
Illinois.
A woman went to a movie the other day and was talking loudly through it. At the end of the movie, a guy tapped her on the shoulder and said, I just wanted to thank you for talking through the entire movie and ruining it for everyone. So she shoved him and then punched him in the mouth.
Oof.
Damn.
Cops came. Her excuse was he was in her personal space, so she shoved him and was so afraid he would retaliate that she just started swinging.
Sounds like I got the pussy.
He didn't hit back.
Man.
Credit.
Credit where credit. Credit?
Yeah, he didn't hit a woman in the face.
I have a quick little story about that. At a movie theater, in fact, my mom's boyfriend was creating a scene as far as talking at the movie, and this lady turns around, and they get into a little tiff. She slaps him hard, knocked his tooth out. Slapped the shit out of him. Right? He gets up, cocks back, looks at her, he's like, can't hit a woman. So he looks at her boyfriend, and absolutely breaks his orbital bone. Just boom, just punches this guy. So yeah, if you're a boyfriend and you got a loud girlfriend, you better watch out, or know how to fight at least.
Mm.
Or duck.
Run.
Right.
You hit me, bitch.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's a bit of an intense reaction, right?
Now, Jay, if you're in a theater and your girlfriend gets into a fight with a man, are you obliged to fight, or do you like look for the exit or something like that?
Hell no, she started it.
I push her down and go, get her.
Yeah, I'll be like, can you guys take that outside?
I'm trying to finish this movie here.
Deadpool ain't going to watch itself.
She's got to learn to be quiet.
Yeah, I paid extra for this IMAX, damn it.
Yeah. 3D IMAX, man. You got to shut your bitch up.
All right, let's do a story out of Australia. They have a place in Tasmania called Eggs and Bacon Bay. Sounds like a pleasant place to be. Everything about that name I enjoy.
Like breakfast. They like breakfast, at least.
Yeah, they do. Something about the colors and the water or something. I don't know.
Like eggs and bacon? Like a runny yolk?
Yeah, apparently it's really yellow. Like, this doesn't make a lot of sense. Right? Brown and yellow?
Pee bay.
Right.
Pee and poop bay.
Scenic.
Duty Cove.
Duty Cove. PETA has descended upon this small community, though, and demanded that they change the name to Apple and Cherry Bay.
Why, are they trying to protect the eggs and bacon now?
They're trying to protect that eggs and bacon that doesn't actually exist in this location.
Alright, this is like a stupid... Like, they want to protect the pig and the chicken eggs, so like...
Here's their statement. Considering the high levels of cholesterol and saturated fat in both eggs and bacon, the area might as well be called Heart Attack Bay.
So like,
your words mean nothing to me!
So are you telling me, like, an organization get together if I named like a bay, like Spousal Abuse Bay?
You probably would get frowned upon for that.
Slap a bitch bay.
Slap the taste out of her mouth cove.
You don't understand, she talked during the movie. She's trying to watch Suicide Squad.
Right. Slap the shit out of that bitch.
I actually wanted to touch on Suicide Squad. We'll do that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But yeah, nobody's having it. Long story short, PETA sucks.
Yeah.
They said these single interest groups ought to go overseas and annoy the shit out of ISIS. There's plenty of room in the world for them to go and annoy other people and leave us in peace.
Nah, ISIS fucks goats. They're cool with them. They love animals.
Damn.
They're tender lovers of animals. Yeah.
And they kill humans. Boom.
Goats?
No. ISIS. They kill humans and fuck animals.
I was wondering where you were going.
They're mortal enemies.
Yeah, they're killing humans, fucking animals. They're cool. You know what? PETA supports ISIS.
PETA, boom. ISIS. Four letters each.
Yeah, they got in the ground floor, PETA.
Mm.
It's like, we like what you're doing. Do more of it.
Somewhere, a conspiracy theorist just his ears perked up.
PETA started ISIS. It was Bill Clinton. I'm sorry, it was Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and PETA started it.
Well, we're onto something here.
Yeah, if you told me that PETA started ISIS, I'd be like, yeah, that sounds about right.
That sounds about right. Yeah. I'll just say it's like poison ivy and. Teaming up with Two-Face.
It's like American Stupid and Crazy meets Arab Stupid and Crazy.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that analogy, what did you think of Suicide Squad, Brian?
I happen to enjoy it. I was fully entertained the entire time, and it was good. I liked it.
How many, out of 5 battleships, how many battleships do you give?
I give 3.5 battleships.
Good.
Is a battleship a lower ranking?
I have no idea.
I'm trying to figure
out. I think it's an arbitrary number.
I should say... You know, out of 5 white chicks or out of 5 battleships?
Like, if we're going, like, battleship thing, like...
Oh, then in that case, that movie's like 10 battleships.
Ben, this isn't You Have Sunk My Battleship, but this isn't, like, Go Fish or whatever you say when you miss.
Go Fish.
Yeah.
So your rating scale's not based on another shitty movie called Battlestar.
No.
I liked it less than you did.
Of course you did.
I liked the first hour. Mm-hmm. The first half is pretty solid. And then it kind of fell apart to me. And just became generic and nonsensical. And they cut all the Joker stuff.
All right, Pete's got a boner for the Joker. Moving on.
It turned into fighting the big blue light in the sky again. It just didn't do it for me.
You gotta blame DC. I don't know. That's not my character.
I do, actually, because apparently there's a whole other cut of that movie.
All I know is Margot Robbie. So hot. Just
did you know
the whole movie? I was like, 3D, thank you.
For the trailers and commercials, they digitally made her shorts longer than they were in the actual movie.
I noticed that.
That was a pleasant surprise when sitting in the theater.
Her ass looks like two Pringles hugging. It's beautiful. I would let her shit on my chest. I wouldn't care.
That's a stance.
Yeah.
For a reward?
That's not my first go-to, by the way.
I don't care. It probably tastes like pancake batter, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
It's like cookies and cream. Mm-hmm.
Nothing about that lady is foul. I love it.
No. And she was good in that role. I'll give her that, too.
Yo, if I was Common in the movie, he was offered to have sex with Harley because the Joker was like, I'll let you have my girl.
It was a trap.
Yeah, I don't care. He could take it out.
I don't care.
I'm like, fuck yeah, Joker, you're the man.
Yeah. Long story, not really a spoiler because it's in the first 5 minutes of the movie, but it doesn't end well for him anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I've been like, you seriously, motherfucker? It's like, my nigga. Objectifying women, Joker. I love it.
Jay, any interest in... Did you see it or any interest in seeing it?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it either? Yeah, I do want to say, it's not that I didn't like it. It's just I kind of was really into it for the first part, mm-hmm. and then a bunch of things just came crashing down around.
It was just all over the place.
That was my problem.
Now, Jay, are you a comic book guy? Like, did you read the comic books?
I didn't read that one, but I mean, I have comic book friends, so I know what's going on. But I just wasn't into it. You know, I don't know what... I'm not... Maybe just I'm not a DC guy. I don't really like their stuff too much.
It feels like every time they get a chance, they keep dropping the ball. Like, except for the Batman.
I mean, like Batman versus Superman turned into their version of the Avengers. Here comes Wonder Woman. Here comes Aquaman. Here it was just like, what are we doing? Like, it's a mess. It was like everywhere.
Yeah, and I actually did a little reading on it just because I was curious. But what happened was they had a cut of the movie that the director did. And then Batman and Superman got such bad reviews that the studio jumped in and recut the thing. That's why it feels like two different movies. It's because it actually is two different movies spliced together.
Well, I heard that they changed everything because of Deadpool. Like, Deadpool's funny. Make it funnier.
No, that was also a response to, like, Batman and Superman. It's so grim. There's not a smile in that goddamn thing.
I like Ben Affleck.
Which people forget that Batman is a dark... It is a dark comic. And it always cracks me up when they say that.
Yeah,
the Dark
Knight. But the problem with it was that Superman isn't a dark character. He's very hopeful and bright, and
right.
made him just scowling and mean.
Literally, the sun is the source of his power.
Exactly. Why is he always fighting in the rain in these new movies?
To make him emo, you know?
He's emo Superman. There's a scene in that Batman vs. Superman where he's just in the Himalayas talking to his dead dad who's stacking rocks like a Law and Order guy. Mm-hmm. You know, when they come up on the warehouse worker and he's just stacking boxes. Mm-hmm. I ain't seen nothing. He's talking to Kevin Costner, just putting rocks into a pile. I'm like, what the hell is happening here?
Oh, Kevin Costner made it to Batman and Superman?
Just a cameo. Oh. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Did he get carried away by a storm?
It's like the fourth dream sequence in that movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of dreaming happening.
Yeah. At least it wasn't the dream sequence within a dream sequence.
It's like Inception in this bitch?
One part is, yeah. All right, let's close this out. We got one more news story. Let's just get through it here. This one comes to us from Canada, eh? Guy was drunk. Guy had warrants. Guy was trying to play it safe. He was so drunk, he hopped into a cab without realizing that cab was a police cruiser.
Alright, I've done that.
Cops realize he has warrants. Didn't even have to open the door. Just lock it.
See, I didn't have warrants, though. They just told me to get out.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
You got into a cop car?
Well, I was trying to get in. I was trying to open their door, and my girlfriend was yelling at me. She's like, it's a cop car. I was like, they're here to serve and protect. And like, and the guy was like, what's wrong? Like, Jill smoothed it out. But like, I was just like, I just need to ride back to Penn. And they're like, get out of here.
I believe that story 100% because one time I saw Brian flag down a Wonder Bread truck and try to have it give him a ride home when he was drunk. He stopped, too. The guy stopped.
I don't know their motto, but I hope it's just to bake and protect.
The guy looked utterly confused, but it was like midnight, and you got him to stop and at least hear you out.
First of all, it's creepy. Why are you driving bread in the middle of the night? That's creepy, all right? This bread's not fresh baked, all right?
No,
exactly fresh baked, because then it arrives at whatever store right in the morning.
And that's a lie. It's not fresh baked bread in the morning. It's
no Wonder Bread is fresh baked.
You're right.
That shit is grown in a lab.
He just had an epiphany.
It's made from sea sponges.
I do. Honestly, Jay, what's your favorite little sliced bread, man? I like Wonder Bread, to be honest with you.
This is the... Okay.
I would say Home Bride's probably the best.
And that's your cross to die on in this question?
Yeah.
Suck a dick, Pete.
These questions are riveting.
I know. What's your bread? Yeah. Lou? What's your bread?
Whatever, Pete, dead air, bird.
I think I got like a, I don't know what farm it is. Something farm.
America's Choice.
I like the potatoes.
The dollar one.
No, I actually.
Whatever they sell at the Dollar Tree, I'll
take it. He doesn't get sliced bread. He just gets a loaf.
I'll cut it myself. That's an extra nickel.
Yeah.
No, I get the potato bread. It's delicious.
I don't like potato bread. It's too filling.
I like potato bread.
Filling is a good thing.
If you're trying
to fill up. If you're eating.
Yeah, if you're at an Italian restaurant or something like that. Like,
what do? Like, you chew it and spit it out? Like, you're such a rich guy. Like,
he spits it at a poor person.
Yeah. Yeah. I have spittoons in my house for food I don't eat.
Oh, I never.
I have food that I eat, and then I get too stuffed, and I'm like, I just want to taste it.
He spits it on the ground, and lets two hobos fight for it.
Right.
For his amusement.
He feeds them like a mama bird.
Gross.
It's paying it forward, man. I don't give him money. I give him chewed up food.
Mama bird.
How hungry are you, bum?
Are you starving? Are you?
Are you starving? Because I'll feed you like a mama bird, right, if you want. But I do like Christian Bale and American Psycho. First, you must take a bath. Shave your pussy. Or no, shave your pubic hair. I'm not having sex with you, but I don't want that.
All right, that's it for the news. Mm-hmm. Why don't we take a quick break? Then we'll come back and play a couple games. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to play a few ads from some of our friends, but first we want to issue a challenge. We're always looking for some new guests to come in, join, and compete. So if you think you have what it takes or you just want to promote your stuff, hit us up on Twitter at PIB Comics. Or email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Now a word from some of our friends.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and on our phone line right now, he's demanding everybody have mandatory fun today. It's Weird Al Yankovic.
Hey, Jay, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great.
Besides demanding everybody to have mandatory fun.
Oh, thanks.
Give it up for Michael Bacon, everybody. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Real good, man. I didn't realize you guys formed in, 1995.
I know. It's a long time. It's hard to imagine. It's been over 20 years now.
Did you guys kind of keep it low-key because of Kevin?
Well, I guess in a way we did.
Very funny, man. Kevin Nealon, everybody.
Thank you. Now, when you said everybody, I heard no applause.
Well, it's radio. You have to just imagine that it's an overwhelming crowd.
Okay. I'm visualizing it right now. Oh, that's nice.
The Rockin' Comedy Show. Tune in and find out who's stopping by. RockinComedyShow.com.
Mischief. Mayhem.
Favorite position.
Anal. Here's a money shot from the Force.
Thanks for adding to the show, guys. It goes great.
I love when the show gets derailed and there's awkward silence. That's the best part.
Expect the impossible.
I thought we'd defend incest. They're ugly and no one else wants to fuck them, so why not let their brother fuck them?
See, I don't recommend getting hookers from the dollar store because they don't really have teeth anymore.
Even better.
One obsessed host.
In my opinion, it's just once a week for an hour and a half, and you just sit down and just fucking not be ADD for 2 seconds.
A star.
Luke, is it a wicked inch, though?
Is that a way? I mean, you put 300 pounds behind a thumbtack, you're still gonna do some fucking damage. A pothead.
I like to smoke pot.
And a guy that asks too many fucking questions.
If you guys just answer the questions, then it's not a big deal. So just answer the question.
Or you could just shut up.
Or you could just answer the question.
Only Sin City itself could bring you a show that tips the scale of our PC pussy world the other direction. Bold and belligerent. Listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever else you listen to shit.
All right, we're back. Why don't we start off, throw some love to some of our friends.
Shout out!
That, of course, is the Stan version. My personal favorite. All right, Jay, why don't you plug the Rockin' Comedy Show for us?
Rockin' Comedy Show live on Monday and Tuesdays. Monday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I believe 9 Eastern, and then Tuesday, we're on at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 Eastern. And tune in, man. You never know who's going to pop in or call or whatever. Sometimes we don't even know.
You guys have come back in force, been enjoying this week's shows. Mm-hmm. So glad to have you back, by the way.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was nice to have a break like that.
I can imagine.
What'd you do in your month off? Any good?
Went camping a couple of times and just got drunk. No, I'm just kidding. I still was running Radio Vegas and stuff like that, but it was nice not have to do the scheduling for Rock and Comedy and book all the guests and things like that. And plus, we host an open mic every Wednesday, so I was still out there doing the stuff. It was just nice taking a break.
Yeah, I believe that. And do you do all the booking for your show? You do that yourself?
Yeah.
Because you get some pretty cool people on there.
It takes a little bit of work, but I, like I said, I've been doing it for a while. I got hooked up with a stand-up comedy world in 1995 when I was doing sound at the Brea Improv. So a lot of those guys I've just stayed in touch with. So when they're in town, it's like, hey, come on the show. So
nice. So you're in that world.
And now you just build that little, you build that little Rolodex of people, and it gets easier and easier.
See, we got to be more proactive like that.
All right,
get the comedy club.
Get calling, man.
I will. I probably won't. All right, let's plug our friends. Thanks again to the B&B Boys for showing up last week. Mm-hmm. Thanks again to Big Papa for hosting me this past week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check out both episodes this week. Pete's on Big Papa Podcast. I was on Bold and Belligerent. And was it ADO Radio?
Thanks to, ADO Radio. Love those guys. Great show. I also want to point out that Skip has a sideshow, Geek Dig.
Geek Dig, yeah.
That Stan got me into. Mm-hmm. That I know Skip listens. So if you hear this, next time you play that Jeopardy game, that video game Jeopardy, fucking hit me up, man. I want to play. I want in on that. I want to Ken Jennings that shit.
Is that the guy who turned into a woman?
No. You're confused with Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. My bad. Not Chris Jennings.
Ken Jennings was the guy who never lost Jeopardy.
You steal a bitch.
We also have a video game show, VG Times 3, Video Games, Video Games, Video Games, that you can hear every week. That's me and Brian on there with our friend Dan. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hear Brian utterly lose a video game trivia,
I go won there. This week.
I hosted this week.
You always host because
because I'm the only one who knows everything, so I read you the questions.
Yes, Pete has Google.
He's never beat me. I'm just going to put that out there.
Ah.
Also, check out Offensive Line, mm-hmm. Gungo. Check out his classic episodes, Mike Russo.
Yeah, was it Offensive Line? I know it's on Radio Vegas too, right? They're on.
Yes.
When are they on Radio Vegas, Jay?
You cut out on me. What show?
The Offensive Line.
They're on Wednesday nights at 10.
Mm-hmm. So check them out. They're good friends of ours. Yes.
Damien, best blowjob in the business.
I love that episode, by the way. It's a funny episode. And what else? Are we missing anyone? I'm sure we are.
But yeah.
We always miss
a couple. Oh, Jocelyn Stone and Rebecca Love next week on the show.
Yeah, both mm-hmm. of them.
Friend, thank you, Jay, again, for hooking us up with them. They're awesome.
Have you had Rebecca Love on before?
No,
I've been talking to her.
So you're getting double teamed with her and Jocelyn. That'll be good.
I like the way you put it, Jay.
I've done my homework. I've listened to her podcast, and she seems very natural.
Yeah, they're very funny girls.
And, of course, check us out on RadioVegas.rocks, IRN, Podcast 2, all the good stuff. You know where to find us. And
rest in peace one more time for Circle of Tyrants. And Shane, come back, Shane.
I'm hoping he comes on our Stan's on our 200th mm-hmm. episode. He's good. Yeah. I want Shane on as a friend.
Yes.
Not a podcaster.
Not a podcaster.
Just a pal.
But a friend.
Just a buddy. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what happens. And we are barreling towards 200. What are we on now?
This is 198 with Jay.
198? Mm-hmm. Shit.
Why, 199?
Keep going.
We're coming for you, Jay.
Yeah, Jay, 600 more and we're there.
Only 600 measly episodes.
I think I could take a year off and you guys still wouldn't catch me.
You could take a year off and we could do this every day.
We could do it every day and we would still.
I used to do it 5 days a week.
How exhausting was that? This prepping.
It kept me going, but booking guests and things like that was starting to really get to me. And then after we broke the world record, I was like, all right, we're cutting way back.
Like, I'm not a professional even remotely, and, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, it's Friday, I gotta try to, like, be funny and shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine, like, you know, you doing it every day of the week. It's just, like, too much.
Yeah, it hits
me. We have a pretty good guest pool, though, being in Vegas, so, you know, there's always something to choose from.
That's true. You guys have a wealth out there. But I come every, like, it hits Thursday, I'm like, I gotta write these goddamn games again.
Just wait till you guys come to Vegas and be on the show.
Yeah, we actually, well, I'll talk to you after this, but we would like to come out there maybe next winter, like around February or March.
That'd be cool.
Cool, man.
So why don't we, speaking of those games, though, mm-hmm. let's play some of those games. I think we'll start with some law questions.
Painted Black as Wonder Sex is getting spiel.
All right, this is our easiest game. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a law, and you're going to tell me if this is an actual law that is on the books in this country, or if this is just some silliness I made up. These laws are my favorite thing to research. I even found an app that just has all of them. It's great.
Oh, yeah, he's really got to try hard.
Yeah. Right.
This is the easy part.
I know.
That's why I like playing this one.
I know. That's why we have you do it, Pete.
This one game in particular. All right, ready for round one?
Yes.
In North Carolina, it is illegal to teach a parrot to say swear words.
No, that's perfectly fine, North Carolina, man. They're the curse state, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
The curse state.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah. Oh, he says it's illegal. I'm going to say it's false because that place is silly with just street performers and vagrants.
North Carolina?
Yeah. You can't enter North Carolina and not hear a parrot say fuck you.
Yeah.
Alright.
Really?
It's on their quarter.
Mm-hmm. It's just a parrot flipping you. It's like, fuck you!
It's a state
macaw.
Bird.
Macaw!
Yeah.
Macaw.
That's the name of the bird. It says his name.
Alright, so we're going true, and Jay's going false. We locked in?
Oh, yeah.
I said true.
Wait, other way around.
False, true.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it backwards. Yeah. You're right. This law is false.
Of course it is. They love their cuss words, man.
Yeah, that's what I said, Paul.
All right, here comes the next one. In West Virginia, dentists cannot place a woman under anesthesia unless a third person is present to oversee it.
This is false. There is no dentist in West Virginia.
Just donkeys.
Just donkeys? Meow.
I'm going to stick with it and say true.
They are rapists, too.
Yeah.
They have, the state was founded by, like just whole tooth rapists.
Just with toothy grins.
Just like
a mouthful of chiclets.
Yeah, just, no, not mouthful of chiclets. Just like, just fucked up teeth, like worse than British people.
Oh, you're just picturing.
Yeah, like one tooth in the, like, I love caramel. Ah. Like,
old Chompa here.
Yeah.
I love caramel.
Yeah.
That's on their dollar.
I love caramel, and they're rapists.
So you're going that this is an absolute truth.
Yeah, it was a big disputed fact that West Virginia is separated from Virginia because of rape. West was for it. Virginia was against it.
Dong.
Aw, no. This probably should be a law. I bet you a bunch of women get felt up and don't even know.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So what do you think it is?
I'm going to say it's... I still think it's false, but, you know, it should be a law.
Okay. You're going into campus. Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yeah.
All right. We got two false, and then, Jay, you're sticking with true?
Right.
Jay's right. This is an actual law.
Wow. They are rapists.
We got a tie game.
You know what? Now rethinking, I said they were rapists. I probably should have gone with the true. Sorry.
All right. Well, here's the next
one. I just disbelieved they knew dentistry.
In Oregon, it is illegal to use roadkill as fishing bait.
Nah, the hippies over there, they recycle everything.
You're going true then.
This is true. Wait, it's...
No, you're going false then.
False, yeah.
Right. You're saying use every part of the...
I'll say false.
I'm going to say true because it's mostly horse and buggy, and they don't get killed like straight away, so it's considered cruel to then throw them in the river to drown.
It's a common misconception. It's horse and buggy and unicycle.
And unicycle. Mm-hmm. Only while sporting a twirly mustache.
Yeah. With the top hat. With one of those little steep pipe ones. With
a and something super hipstery, like a Golden Girls tattoo or something.
Blanche.
All right, so what do we got? We got false.
Yes.
We got false for Jay.
And true.
And true for Lou.
Yeah.
This is a true law. Lou pulls out into the lead.
Horse and buggy for the win, man.
FTW. In Iowa, state law forbids any establishment from charging admission to see a one-armed piano player.
Well, yeah. It's half price. Now, cross out my Don.
I'll give you the point. That'll cancel it out. How's that?
Well, I gotta say, he's gotta suck, right?
Well, he's half all right.
He's
bro.
Gotta be. He's gotta be terrible.
He's either really good in the high notes or really good in the low notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of range.
Yeah.
Unless he brings a foot into it.
Right. Like that. I would like to see.
Like that texting woman. Just multitasking.
Well, you need the feet to use the pedals though too.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You just blew up my whole perception of the situation.
Right. He's not that fun to play chopsticks with that.
No.
Come on, you're holding up your parts.
He's bashing his face into parts.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. What was the law one more time?
In Iowa, state law forbids any establishment from charging admission to see a one-armed piano player.
Nah, this is stupid. This has got to be false. There's no way.
You going false?
Yeah. Because even if you charge admission to see one-armed piano player, it's like, all right, you get a show.
Okay, so I'm thinking.
I think this is false because Iowa... is like the traveling circus state.
Where do you come up with these perceptions of states?
Now, Pete,
when have you ever left New York?
Do not be judgmental. I've also heard this fact.
Yeah.
Okay?
You have these wacky, like, I love it.
I mean, but, like, he's part of, like, the whole crew of the freak show.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong, Lou. Never change. Yeah. But I don't know where you're coming up with this, but I love your vision of America, and I wish to vote for you this November.
Thank you.
All right, Jay, what are you thinking?
I say that it's false.
You're going false on this one. So we got three false. Mm-hmm. It's a true law, fellas.
What's going on here, Iowa?
Well, a lot of one-armed piano players.
Get your shit together.
Apparently, they had an epidemic of people just getting ripped off by the one-armed piano player.
I thought I was seeing a piano player here. You got one arm. That's five keys, bitch.
All right, moving on. Next one. In Missouri. It's a weird one. It's illegal to make a squirrel worry.
How do you know if you definitely did
like,
it?
The squirrel's in trouble. Like, oh no.
Just don't make
like, him. You, while he's out, you grab all his nuts and you wait till he comes back. You wait till he sees you jet with him.
How am I going to feed the kids?
Like, it's
my nest egg!
Right?
It's like Looney Tunes where you put on like a big...
How do they come up with these laws?
It's like Looney Tunes where you you go outside, you put on a big chalkboard, how to cook a squirrel or something like that. Like,
well, all it says is you can't make it worry. So I guess that would cause it distress?
Question, is there an alternate definition to the word worry?
You put like a board over the hole, he goes into the tree.
He's nailed it.
Tiny eviction notice.
Now, do they make their holes in the trees or they just find holes and make it homes?
I think they find homes because then they install those little doors.
If cartoons have taught me anything,
yeah,
that's the truth. And they have a mean owl neighbor.
What was the law one more time?
In Missouri, it is illegal to make a squirrel worry.
No. That has to be false.
Yeah. You can't gauge worry on a squirrel.
Right.
Unless they're in the street, then you can definitely gauge worry on the squirrel. The squirrel's worried.
Fearing for its life.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no. All right, so we got two falses. Mm-hmm. Lou?
Definitely false.
Three falses.
Yeah.
True law.
How would you gauge that?
Look, man, it's not my job to figure that out.
Is there, like, people with an apprehensive meter or something like that? Like,
you need to provide the squirrel a safe space and a counselor.
These squirrels in college or something? Like,
yeah, right. So PC squirrels. Mm-hmm. All right, we only got two more here. We're flying through these. In New Hampshire, you must obtain a license to start a fire. This includes the use of lighters and matches.
No way, man. On their license plate, it says, live free or die. You can start fires for free. Like, they don't care about that.
I love that license plate, too. Yeah, it's so intense.
It's like, whoa, didn't expect that from you, New Hampshire.
It's one of my favorite George Carlin bits. It's somewhere between New Hampshire's Live Free or Die and Idaho's Famous Potatoes.
Wait, that's their license plate?
Yeah.
Shit.
Fucking intense, right?
What about the Spuddin? Like,
the Spuddin.
Yeah.
They keep that on the DL.
You gotta be true Idaho.
You gotta be born and raised to know about Spuddin, sir.
Right.
You can't just move there and know about Spuddin. They don't tell you.
That's some Amish mafia shit.
Yeah, you gotta be three generations deep to know about Spuddin. The roots grow deep over there. Alright, what was the thing again?
In New Hampshire, you must obtain a license to start a fire.
Nah.
And this includes the use of lighters and matches.
Live free or die, bro.
Live free or die.
No laws.
False.
Two falses. This is lawless New Hampshire territory.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say... I think I'm gonna go with these guys. It's just Badlands out there.
That frozen lunar
moonscape.
It's
like
moonscape.
Mad Max and that motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
It's a good day to die.
Witness me. This law is false. You all get a point.
Yes. Nice. Pathetic.
Mediocre.
Mediocre.
Final one. In Texas, you can face up to 30 days in jail for using coarse or vulgar language in the proximity of a retirement home.
Nah, man. Everything is bigger in Texas. I say they go big or go home.
Go big or go home.
False.
Okay, going false. Mm-hmm. I like your I always enjoy your thinking on these, bro.
Like,
Lou's like, well, you know, it is the retirement home state, and...
Is it?
You know, they have traveling circuses, and, and the streets are wandering with chupacabra.
Now, if Trump gets elected and they build that wall, Texas is pretty much the main border.
Yeah.
Are they going to put, like, a wall on their flag and be like, yeah, we're the wall state?
I imagine they would own it.
Mm-hmm.
Texans are proud. They're proud to be Texans.
It's like, you don't know about this land if you've never been here.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Texans don't really curse that often. They just do like Yosemite Sam that shit. Rack 'em, frack 'em, rack 'em, you know.
Well, golly!
Which old so timey prospectors.
Right, and so this has got to be true.
All right. Jay?
Jay, what do you think?
I'm going to say it's false.
Okay, so we got a false for Brian, we got a true for Lou, and we got a false for Jay.
Yeah.
This law is false.
You know it, bro. You gotta say all types of obscenities near fucking old folks' homes in Texas.
And that's my last law, which means at 3 points apiece, you all just tied that game.
I like it.
Damn.
So nobody pulls out on top there.
Never saw the day Yosemite let me down.
Your imaginary perception of America.
I'm
concern
actually,
it!
I'm actually a Foghorn Leghorn guy, if we're gonna go southern, like, stereotypes.
That guy was a sadist.
That guy was a plantation owner.
He was a racist, bro.
Yeah.
Now I say these donkeys have a swell.
All right. Let's say for the next game, we haven't done Perfect 10 in a couple weeks. Let's do a Perfect 10.
Up next to the dance floor, Painted Black presents the Perfect 10.
Nope.
He can tell.
Describe your best day. Do whatever. If it's the best day, then you'll be the winner.
Come on, everybody.
Perfect ten over me.
Ooh, I don't hear you singing.
Perfect ten over me, yeah.
hope you're happy. Perfect den over me. Name of love.
You're not slick like that, Brian.
No, I heard it when I did it. I was like, all right, that was a little abrupt.
This is why you got to do what I said and bring it back a second time.
Now, and you know what? I
hear it. If I hear clicking, I'm going to be pissed.
No. Next time, I'm going to do it this way.
Just completely recut it. Yeah.
Yes. Recut.
All right, in this game, I give
do
you...
Do it again.
Again!
Make it longer.
Yeah.
In this game, I give you 1 minute, and I give you a scenario. And each of you goes around and gives me your perfect scenario, your perfect day in that scenario. So this one, you've been abducted by aliens. Who wants to go first? That's it. What do you do in that situation, and how do you spin it to your advantage?
All right, I'll go.
All right, Brian. Ready?
All right.
Go.
All right, so they got me on their little table, and they're about to anal probe me, and I'm like, whoa, whoa,
best time. Day ever.
Whoa. I said, whoa, 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 time out.
Buy me dinner.
Yo, you guys ever drink or smoke? And they're like, what? No. So I get them high and drunk, and then we just kind of hang out, watch some movies. They give me the secret to everything, man. Space travel, all this stuff. I don't get it, but I have it. They're able to morph into whatever I want. So I'm like, all right, man, you morph into Kate Upton because I like that girl. And you morph into Jim Carrey. Make me laugh. All right? So I catch a blowy while Jim Carrey makes me laugh. And
he's really channeling Jenny McCarthy right now.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to watch Jim Carrey while I get off.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that was... Yeah, she was married to that guy. Anyway. Anyway, he's doing his shtick from, the early 90s. It was good stuff. That gets boring, and then I blow my load. So then it's on to lunch. They give me all this weird, crazy food. But you know what? I try it. Delicious. Every last little squid tentacle, amazing. I tell them that there's this guy.
Time.
I'm about to kill Trump.
You lost me at squid tentacle anyway.
Amazing.
What's going on there?
You gotta try new things in space.
Fucking ended up with hentai elements.
And trying new things in space.
Probing.
Yeah. That was a sexual adventure for you.
Yeah, I got a blowjob by Kate Upton, the alien.
Well,
Jim Carrey entertainment. Oh, you do better, bitch.
Okay.
Who are you going to fucking fight?
You want to go, Lou?
Predator alien.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
All right, you got a vision?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, 1 minute on the clock.
Yeah.
Go.
All right, so I don't get abducted by the ass-rapey aliens that eventually talk me into sex anyway, like this guy.
I talk them into sex.
Okay. I get abducted by those little guys in Men in Black who just want to drink coffee and smoke all day and shit.
Little worm dudes?
AJ!
Yeah. So we just go out and hit the town and shit, We go to Vegas, hit up some bars and some casinos. We hit it rich. They know how to make it, craps every time. I get the good shit. And I basically take over the whole town. Jay over there, he's like, Lou, you did it. You finally did it. You overcame those two. They were holding you down.
Jay, the cheerleader. I get it. All right.
Yeah. And then, I basically take over the world at that point because they point out who the people in our government were really lizard men.
So they show you the Illuminati.
Yes. They give me... Those are the secrets they give me.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a minute right there.
Wait, time out. How do you take over the world after the craps table? How did you go?
Money rules everything, huh?
Yeah, but there's a limit to how much you can win at the craps table.
Money.
And you clearly started at the one twosie.
I just took it that there was alien technology involved.
Yeah, because they are the ones setting the roll of dice.
Yeah, but after you roll seven for 40 times straight, they're taking you out back in the alley and beating you to death.
He's got a ray gun. Presumably.
Technology.
You and those aliens are getting Robert De Niro in the face. They're just. You can have the money
mad.
Or your hand. You can't have both.
You're just mad because you fucked one of them.
Yeah, that
and
was
then
great. I said I fucked
eight squid guts.
No, they would taste great though.
You fucked one of them while you had your eyes set on Jim Carrey the whole time.
He was entertaining me.
I mean, think about that.
Which is creepy.
Yeah.
It's super creepy.
Uh huh.
Only because it's Jim Carrey and he's not that funny.
It was probably the pet detective where he's wearing the skirt.
It would have been worse. It would have been
me and Coach.
It would have been worse if it was Carrot Top. It was like, oh no, it's fucking prop comedy. I'm trying to catch a blowy here. It doesn't go well.
All right, Jay, you got an idea in mind for this one?
Yeah, it's pretty funny that you went with the Vegas angle because that's what I was going to do. You guys come out to visit, and we go to Area 51.
I like where this
and
is going.
And on the way there, there's a discussion about how hot Kate Upton is.
Wow.
No,
ten. She's a fucking ten, bro.
So we're hanging out at Area 51. You know, it's kind of a cool place, a little creepy at night when you see all the trucks on the hill checking you out to wonder if you're going to cross the fence or not. But we're sitting there, we're drinking, we're having a good time, and a bunch of aliens come to visit us. They look like E.T., so they, you know, not too scary. They start partying with us, and they take us over to this magical porta potty that's full of pot, and we just have a hell of a good time.
Nice.
Like, coming in just at a minute there.
Like, that was you, aliens?
I would rather party with E.T. aliens.
Yeah.
Because you're like hungover the next day and they're just like, ouch. And you feel
better. Would it be ironic if they agree with Trump at the wall?
No aliens.
No illegal aliens. We came here through.
We came here through.
Not every alien is into anal sex, so, you know, you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah, the E.T. aliens seem like a safe bet as far as that. I didn't see any dongs hanging down from E.T.
They got a big long fingers.
Yeah, no, big fingers.
As long as you have Reese's
Pieces. It's in their finger.
Yeah. As long as you have Reese's Pieces, they'll do anal.
All right, I tallied the points there. Mm-hmm. Time to move on. Let's do our new game. We don't have a theme for this one.
No,
but we started this one last week, and we originated this game with Jocelyn Stone when she was on, and we're just going to carry it forward. It's the PIB Kama Sutra. Mm. I'm going to give you a sex move, in the vein of, you know, the old.
In the vein,
ooh. The Cleveland Steamer, the Rusty Trombone, or the all those things. Mm-hmm. You're going to try to decipher what that move is. Our first move tonight, the Frumpy Spinner.
The Frumpy Spinner? Okay, this is when you get blacked out drunk to the point of, like, you still remember something? Like you're still conscious, and you're like, I want to fuck, and then you just pick out whatever girl will have you at that point. So you're like, oh, slap a pickle. And, like, you know, you fucking, the girl comes to you and you bang her. And that's a Frumpy Spinner.
So it's taking what's available.
Yes.
Through beer goggles.
You're just like, ugh. And then she'll be like, yeah, I'll go home with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Louie, you got something for this?
All right.
A Frumpy Spinner?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's not too far from that. Basically, you go home with, you know, not the cream of the crop, you know, like the silver or bronze medal at the bar. And then you start to sober up at home. You know, she's on your lap. You're like, this isn't going to work out. And so you spin her frumpy ass.
It's like coyote uglying, but without biting off your arm.
Yeah, so you spin her around so that you don't have to look at her face.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing but the back of the head.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the Frumpy Spinner.
Mm-hmm. I like it, Lou.
It's in the same vein, but it's a nice twist on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, lady, your breath is kicking. Just turn around.
Yeah.
It's like, what'd you eat? Like 100 cocktail, 100 cocktail onions?
Yeah. Fuck. In fact, just put this whole bed sheet over you. I pretend I'm fucking a ghost.
You smell like a mummy. What the fuck?
Bitch,
turn around.
You would scare Abbott and Costello.
This is a Dino the Dinosaur tramp stamp. Whatever, call me Fred Flintstone, I'm gonna fucking rock you.
Alright, Jay, you got something for the Frumpy Spinner?
I think we're basically all on the same page. I'm a frumpy looking girl, you know, not the hottest one at the party. I just think desperate times call for desperate measures, and while she's sitting on your dick, she's spinning around like one of those old sit and spin toys. I think that's how she's doing it.
Whee!
She does with an insane laugh, like, ha ha ha. It's creepy.
Yeah. As she like mumbles, I like pancakes, you know, that kind of stuff.
Rum raisins.
That was a visual picture I enjoyed quite a bit.
I like Play-Doh.
Pancakes.
fucking a retard.
I was gonna say at that point. You gotta wonder if you committed a crime.
I was being nice. I called her frumpy, but you know, whatever, you call her what you want.
It's fucking soft in the head.
I'm special.
All right, let's see what you can do with this next one here. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go with what's the old hobo boogie?
The hobo boogie. Shit. The old hobo boogie is two hobos just fucking in the park. There's got to be a dumpster fire and just two hobos in all their glory. When I say all their glory, I mean all their shopping carts full of things surrounding them, blocking off their midsection. So you just see tops of hobos.
So it looks like they're dancing.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of epic.
Everybody needs love.
it's ugly hobo sex.
All right, who wants to go next?
I think the hobo boogie is like a hobo version of like a hot Carl, you know, no pants. He's just I can just picture like he's dancing over another bag lady, no pants, and he's got moves, but he's actually like he's actually taking a crap all over.
Ooh, yuck! The smell is a level 10 of the
Richter scale. You got hobo smell.
Yeah.
On top of poo smell.
A hobo boogie.
A lot of hobo spices in there.
Right, right.
All right, Lou, what do you got for the hobo boogie?
I'm going to say this one's a rare one. This is like if you run away from home and you're just on a journey across country. You know, you got your bindle on a stick and you happen into like a train car, like a cargo train. There's a girl in there. And y'all start fucking on the train.
That's boxcar fucking.
But y'all are both vagabonds, you know? And y'all do a little boogie. A little pinochle shuffle kind of. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just have fun. And then you part ways. But via jump out before
well,
you catch your
it's
name.
It's customary when hobos
it's
bang.
Tuck and roll.
So what's your name? Here's my stop.
Right.
It's a little.
Can I see you again?
Surprise! Tumbling down the hill with your bindle.
Yeah.
It's customary when hobos bang, they switch shoes. It's like that, the Yaya Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, sort of, except with hobo banging.
Yeah, that sounds close enough. The Sisterhood.
I didn't watch the movie. I know all these bitches fit in the same pants, but even though that was not the case.
I'm just pretty sure that's two movies. You combined
like
it to one.
Three thin white bitches and this voluptuous Latina.
Right.
Did not fit in that pair of pants.
If it didn't start with her, then the movie's over.
Yeah.
The movie is
didn't end with her, for sure. That.
Over. Right.
It would be funny if like it was just they own that and it was just her muffin topping all over the place.
It's like, I am muffin topping like crazy.
Big rips in the size of those pants.
I got to do some yoga.
She had to cut those pants in half and add the denim from another set of pants.
Patchwork.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I got the pants after her, the Latina chick, man. They're all fucked up.
I got so much area in the ass.
Right. Yeah, like apple bottom jeans at this point.
All right, let's do another one of these. Mm-hmm. Which one to pick? Let's do the fuzzy chapstick.
All right, the fuzzy chapstick is when a guy has a super hairy dick and a girl blows him.
I can't even argue that one.
It's the fuzzy chapstick.
That's a solid.
That's like what Chewy has to deal with.
Yeah, that nothing's better than that.
It's honestly Chewbacca and a lot of Jewish guys just have to deal with the fuzzy chapstick.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Good luck with that one, guys. You got that image in your head.
I'm going to say a fuzzy chapstick is when a guy who's into shaving, you know, he shaves the girl and then immediately goes in. They don't clean up or nothing. So when he finally pulls out, it looks like a Wooly Wooly, whatever his name is. No?
Just a sordid face. Like
bald right. As the day you were born.
It's like, I can give him a mustache. And that's the fuzzy chapstick.
Interesting. Okay. Jay, you got anything for the fuzzy chapstick?
Well, maybe the guy's giving her a rim job, and she's got a little fuzz down there, and he pulls out, and he's got some shit on his lips.
You know, Jay, I agree with you that that's definitely what it is, but I think it's weirdly named Fuzzy Chapstick.
No, but that's the points right there, because that's a visual.
Just do your lips.
All right, let's see what else I got here. I got one or two more. Let's do, I don't even know what I was thinking when I wrote this one. Do the cocky butterfly.
The cocky butterfly? That's when you fuck a tramp stamp.
You just fuck the tattoo?
Instead of, like, you know how, like, some guys will put it between the titties, or maybe, like, fuck them in, like, just the cheeks? You just put it right on... It's got to be, a hefty chick a little bit. You put it right on her back on the tramp stamp. You take the two fucking spare tires.
I'm assuming.
Fold it and go...
I'm assuming it's a butterfly tramp stamp.
Or whatever. But, yeah, butterflies are the more or less, like, the big tramp stamp.
And you're just engulfing your dick in her folds.
Yeah, but the trick is to spit on your dick, because otherwise it's just dry rub.
Okay, somebody's done this.
Oh, yeah, man. College, bro. No,
no, it's it's like a reversed mushroom stamp.
Yeah.
Except for when you're done doing her in the ass, you just clean up all over the tramp stamp.
Just give it a whack.
Yeah.
Spit on it.
Yeah, you know, like if there's any, you know, shit or anything on your dick, you just wipe it off right there.
You're just adding to the art. All right, Lou, you got anything?
I'm going to say the cocky butterfly is when you're fucking a girl to Sugar Ray, and then you just come super quick.
I just want to fly.
Is that where you were going with it?
Is he the dude that has that song, or did I say the wrong guy?
I think you're thinking Crazy Town, maybe.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby.
Wrong degenerate asshole, I guess.
He's not degenerate.
First of all, Sugar Ray's not degenerate. They're like the white version somehow of Wayne Brady.
They're the squeakiest.
But they have fucking just sullied the world.
Of what?
With their music.
Their music is like poppy nonsense.
It's garbage.
90s poppy nonsense.
It's lowered the status of the human race.
So your answer is just, you fuck a girl to, I'm assuming, Crazy Town?
Yeah. You just blow loads super
quick.
She
would have no respect for herself at this point to bang you.
Well, like, that's why you're so cocky. Come.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I'll fuck a girl in Crazy Town. It's 2016.
Right. And then you just come super quick. You don't let her get off, and you're just the fuck
you
out.
You put it in, you're like, yeah. Butterfly sugar, baby.
The song doesn't even finish yet.
No, it just gets the and then it's like, ugh.
Right.
I got you. All right.
All right. Let's do. Did, that was well timed. All right, we got one more. Mm-hmm. What if you were doing the old Buffalo street sweeper?
The old Buffalo street sweeper. All right, so I went first every time. You got.
All right, I'm gonna say. You get some piping hot wing sauce, like really hot shit. You put it on the end of the condom. You don't let her know. And then you put it in her ass, and you hang on for as long as you can while she's kind of, you know, struggling to move around.
All right.
Like a street sweep? Like...
I guess, yeah.
I got it.
Okay,
a Buffalo street sweeper is when you... ask a big old fat person to help you with a couch, and you throw in a pit, and then you make Jay?
Oh, we lost him.
Alright, so you pick up a big old fat lady in your van, and you take her, throw in a pit, and basically you're like, put the lotion on your... And then you do moth things, and then you bang her once, just, you know, because... And you make a suit out of her skin.
You make her put on lotion and...
Yeah.
That's Buffalo Billin', my friend.
What is she, a big old fat...
You bang her? Her?
Once. Because she's, you know...
Hey, this is a prelude to murder he's talking about.
Prelude to murder, yeah. It's really
because I thought he wanted to be fucked. Because he, no. He would fuck him.
He would fuck him, he'd yes. Fuck him, but, you know, that's why he's doing her a favor. And he's fucking a big old fat...
You're just having a lot of fun saying that.
I think that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life is Buffalo Bill. I just love him.
Is she a great big fat person?
Like, no. Yeah, she was. Killer. Like,
you obvious murderer.
We're going to get a warrant and we'll be back.
Right.
Don't move a muscle.
If I sounded like that and the cops came through, I'd be like, hello.
Like,
yeah, you'd still be.
Oh, you guys don't.
Yeah, you'd still be super suspicious.
Like, no anything. Fat murder victims here. Yeah, right.
Unless you showed up to the door right. with like, "Hey guys, how you doing? Oh, you're looking for a missing woman? Not in here. Sorry guys."
I would try my fucking hardest to not sound like that though.
Have you seen this lady? She's been missing. We're seeing a big old fat one. Like, weird.
Meanwhile, you're tucked down below.
Yeah, well, he would fuck him, but that's why he would fuck the fat lady.
Got it.
What was the word again?
The Buffalo Street Sweeper.
Yeah, it's grabbing a bitch off the street and banging her, and then making a suit out of her body.
Wow. That's upsetting.
Damn. Know.
Jay,
what do you got for the Buffalo Street
Sweeper? I don't have anything on this one.
That one just ruined him.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to follow straight up murder.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's not murder, it's design.
All right, so Jay's going to take a pass on that one, and we are out of these positions, so I'm going to take a minute. I'm going to tally up these points. Mm-hmm. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Jay, we'd like to have you on again, man. If you want to promote anything about Radio Vegas Rocks or the Rock and Comedy Show, man, just say it now, man.
Radio Vegas, man, there's all kinds of great shows on there. Hot Butter Podcast, Bad Cop, another little show called Paint It Black. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, right.
And of course, the Rockin' Comedy Show. Check it out. 804 episodes to choose from.
Nice. I like episode 396. That's my favorite.
I like the one where you
I could quiz you and ask you all kinds of questions.
Yeah, I like the episode where you quizzed him and he shat the bed.
Look, man, it's not my fault that some guy I've never heard of had an absolute juggernaut of a song in 1987, all right? He was like Whitney Houston, Da Bangles, like all these big acts.
I was listening and I definitely got every single one wrong. Also.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in the hot
seat. Jay, was I the first one to get every one of them wrong?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Oh,
shit. How long were you playing that game for? I'm sorry, Jay.
Probably only a little over.
A little over what, Jay?
Probably just a little over a month.
Oh, really? Okay, I feel better. I thought it was like 799 episodes.
All right, I got the point totals.
All right, Pete, what's the deal here?
All right. We had a tie for second.
Wow.
And I can't help but say, Jay, if you just answered that last question, you could have pulled ahead because you tied with Lou at 16 of each. And Brian won with 17 points. And if you just earned 1 point in that, we would have had a tie for first and a tiebreaker. But Brian walks away with it. This was a tight one.
You guys fresh balls, so I should win.
You know what? Are we recording that?
Yeah, we're recording this.
I'm going to give Jay 2 points for fresh balls. Oh, we got a winner.
Woo! Give that man the belt.
You offer me free shit. I'm gonna reward you.
Yeah, I hope your balls are stank. You need it. Give me a point.
Brian's so bitter. Brian would have pulled ahead way more if you didn't dong so many times. I was just saying.
I really lost? All right.
Nice.
Let's call it a tie for first. Let's do that. All right. We'll keep it fair.
No, strip the belt. This guy.
Strip the belt.
This was for my dead friend.
No, it wasn't.
Dedicated the show.
No. Now you got it, dong him.
In bad taste, yeah. Brian.
How dare you? Too soon.
Rolling his grave, Pete.
All right, let's close this thing out. Mm-hmm. All right, for us, you know where to find us. We're on all the places. iTunes, Podbean, all the stuff.
Most Radio importantly, Vegas. Radio Vegas.
Check us out on Radio Vegas. We're very happy there. We are also on Twitter at PIB Comics. On Facebook, Paint Black Comics. Email us, paintblackcomics@gmail.com. And we got a Mixler event coming up.
Yeah, September 10th.
September 10th.
Mm-hmm. We're going to ask you to make up games. We'll play them. If we like your game the best, you'll get to name a game, and it could be named whatever you want, insulting us or your agenda, whatever it is.
Yep, whatever you want to. It doesn't have to insult us. Just putting that out
there. I'd rather it insult us. I would love for Pete to announce, like, Pete Berg is very vanilla.
It could be.
Came up with the most vanilla insult possible for that vanilla joke.
Oh, man.
That's a very vanilla retort, Pete.
It could be, like, an annoyingly long name that Pete has to recite every time.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, I mean, really, this thing only impacts me, so do what you will.
All right.
All right, so who actually won that thing?
You're the goddamn
I gave it to both of you, so I'm going to give it to Jay.
Jay, give it to Jay. Right. You get, I'm going to have some fresh balls.
Right. Jay, we're going to give you 20 seconds here at the end. You get to say whatever you want, plug your shit, talk some smack, whatever you want, and whenever you're ready. Brian, you got any music for him?
Jay, you ready?
Sure.
Hit it.
Jay, you ready? Go.
I'm ready.
Go.
You're on.
Hey guys, just check out the Rockin' Comedy Show, but most importantly, always support all the podcasts out there like Painted Black, Bold and Belligerent, and all the others.
Nice.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Close the door behind you.
Cause all you do is bleed. It's J6 and it's pissed. So remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own grave.